Welcome fucking back to the worst story ever. I hate this. This is, I'm going to go out there and say it, the most child murder I'll ever talk about on any episode ever.
Yeah, to be fair, there's a lot.
I am traumatised. When I tell you I'm traumatised, I mean fully traumatised. I had a very busy weekend and thus did not have time to start my notes when I had hoped to. So I started them last night, but as we were talking about just before the podcast, I was busy watching All of Us Are Dead. So I procrastinated far too much because I had a god-awful weekend at work, as I said. So I just lay there watching that and I was like, fuck. So I started the notes. I didn't get fully done.
Yeah.
I went to bed far too late, woke up far too early, went to work. It was dead boring, so I got to finish my notes and work. That was fucking deadly. But I'm fully sleep deprived and distraught from this and that combined. The nightmares I've had.
No, honestly, I feel like it, combining the two, it's grounds for therapy.
I think it might be.
You haven't even got to the bad part of All of Us Are Dead yet.
No.
So could you imagine if you had to got to that combined with this? Killing yourself. I'm sorry, I'm saying it now.
Listen, like, there's not live till tomorrow. But I just want to give that disclaimer at the start of this episode because we don't give them very often, but this is truly horrendous. And definitely the most child murder that will ever, I hope to ever mention on this podcast. I think this has to be it. Surely this has to be it.
This is a piece de resistance of fucking child murder. Like,
I was not prepared. Like, I knew. I knew. But, like, I didn't know. Because there was extra bits that I found in the book. So it includes extra child murder that's sort of unrelated but related. Wasn't expecting that. So, you know, bonus. It's just the parmesan on top. I can't wait.
I'm so not excited.
I'm actually in really bad form today. And I actually think this is probably the worst thing I could be doing right now.
Oh, no. Done for, honestly. We are done for.
Like, I nearly fell out with Aine over a straw. I'm actually, she's going to listen to this and think it's, she's going to laugh. But she has this straw, right, that I use in my cup that I brought from Dubai from our fucking Tealicious. By the way, if you ever go to Dubai, anyone, go to Tealicious to make the best boba ever, right? But it's too tall for a normal straw.
JVR time.
Right? And I lost the straw that it came with. So Enya has this plastic straw that's long enough, right?
Yeah.
So I was using this fucking straw that's sat in the cupboard for 2 years, if not more, never been used. Okay? Just setting the scene. I go into the office looking for my cup because I was going to make a nice coffee for myself, and she goes, can you wash my straw and put it back? And I said, you're not using it. And she said, yeah, but I feel like you're going to lose it. And I was like, okay. I was like, but when I went to see, when I say, I nearly went into the kitchen and broke the straw in half.
Oh, I was spying.
Like, that's the form I'm in. That I was, will I snap this fucking straw in half?
Or do you know when you split it just a little bit, so when you like drink up, it has that weird like thing and you don't get like the right amount of liquid and it just fucks you off and you don't use the straw anymore?
So that's what I wanted to do. I didn't, because I'm a good person, but people do be trying to fucking argue with me when I'm not in the form for it.
Well, today is probably not the day to do this then, because this is not going to put you in a good fucking mood.
I actually might just mute you and just say, yeah, every so often.
I mean, it wouldn't probably differ too much than sometimes, because you just like...
But what am I supposed to do? Half the time they're so bad that I'm like, I'm just going to dissociate. Listen,
yeah,
I am not disagreeing with it. I'm truly not. This is actually what I mean. You're going to check out, because I would. It's just, it's fucking horrendous. And it comes from Comrade Chikatilo, Russia's most notorious serial killer, by Mikhail Krivich and Olgert Ulgin. Best name ever.
Oh.
Fantastic book, might I add. It's a bit wordy, as in novel-y, in some parts where it's like very detailed, as in the colour of the houses and the bushes nearby and whatnot. So from a research standpoint, full of riffraff, right? It's full of shit we don't need. But from a reading standpoint, if you just want to read a book about it, absolutely fantastic. really clear, well written.
Did you say full of riffraff? Full of riffraff. Like little delinquents.
Little oh, you fucked that so bad. Sentences. Whatever.
It's so funny.
What is that called?
Faff. It's just faff. Riffraff. It's full of
I like riffraff better.
Oh, you silly bitch.
Oh, stop. Oh, no, we are starting this with too much joy. We can't. Do I just get into it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess.
Just, Quiva, just remember we were friends once, okay?
Still thinking about the straw. Fuck you, Ian, when you hear this, I'm still across the jaw.
On that note, I guess, let's dive in. So, where Lizzie left off last time was on the first of the many child murders. And that was... here we go with the names. I'm sorry, but okay, here we go. Lena Zatkanova?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you said her name?
I mean, I didn't write her last name purposefully because I was afraid of trying to pronounce it.
Man, so I have so many names in this and I'm like, why did I do this to myself? But I've done it to myself.
Listen,
so
go
I'm
in with confidence and if you say it wrong, exactly. People are just going to have to read between the lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it phonetically so you can at least look it up and find out how it's pronounced yourselves. But anyway, the day that Lena went missing, we're just going to call her Lena henceforth, mm-hmm. She had been seen talking to Chikatilo at a bus station by another woman. And the woman was watching the two because she thought it was kind of weird the fuck anyway that this middle-aged man was talking to a 9-year-old girl. So she was watching them and then she saw that he said something to the little girl and he walked away. And then she, after a couple of seconds, followed him. So she kind of thought nothing more of it until 2 weeks later. No, sorry, 2 days later. 2 days later, Lena's body washed up on a shore.
Nice.
And she happened to stop with her co-workers on the tram line. They got out to have a look and see what was going on because there was all of this commotion going on with the police. They were like, oh, well.
Of course.
Not a lot of shit goes on around here. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go scope it out. And she recognised Lena's red coat as the child she had seen talking to Chikatilo the day before. Or 2 days before, rather. She went to the police with that. And she told them, I saw this whole fucking dude. I know what happened to her. It was definitely him. No questions. And she helped make a composite sketch of him.
Yeah.
And she said it looked very much like him. Like, the composite sketch really did look like him. So they had that. And they took it to the school where Chikatilo worked.
Okay.
And they were like, yeah, that's 100% Andre.
Hmm.
Here's his address.
Oh my god.
BT dubs, he wanks in the bushes. So yeah. There you go.
They just an extra gossip about him for you.
Here's his address, his email, his phone number, his PPS.
Take all his information.
PPS.
Here's his employee card. Would you like his discount? Like, they handed him straight over. They were like, ew. Disgusting. Because they obviously told them that it was in relation to the murder of a 9-year-old girl. So they were like, fuck yeah, you can have his information. And I'm like, go school. Love that.
Do you know what I never got right? Is people being like, oh, I'm not dobbing him in. Like, I give shit who you are. If you kill a child, I'm telling them everything I know about you.
Oh,
don't be around me if you don't want me to snitch, because I will absolutely snitch. I don't give a shit. I am a snitch. Don't come around me. I'm not, like, why am I protecting you and you a fucking sexual offender, predator, murderer?
Facts.
Who am I protecting?
Mm-hmm.
Could never be me. It could never be me. It would never be.
No. You'd probably go down dragging by the scruff of the neck yourself, like, come on, I want to show you something really, really cute. Grab him by the scruff of the neck, fuck him in through the doors of the police station. Like, here he is.
That's the one.
You don't even need to go look for him. I have him here for you.
It'd be like, you know that show where there was To Catch a Predator? And I'm like, do you want to come over and we have like a Chinese or something? And then it's like the guards are in the back.
I am Chris Hansen.
Yeah, please, PSA, don't come next or near me if you don't want someone snitching on you. I will snitch if I'm asked, because First of all, I'm a bad liar, so I'm not doing it. Don't be doing legal shit.
Why implicate yourself, boy, when you're dead?
Exactly.
Right?
Don't be doing awful shit.
Vote
around
to
me.
Name this episode "Will Snitch If Asked."
Unprompted.
All right. Okay. We continue because you're about to get fucking angry. They even managed to find traces of blood outside his house on the garden gate. Then all of a sudden, they stopped his inquiry. They dropped him as a suspect.
And for why?
Wonderful fucking question, Elizabeth. I have no idea.
It's not like he had blood all over his premises. Like, oh wow, a child is dead. This child was seen with this man yesterday.
Honestly.
There's also blood everywhere all over his house.
His school has also told you he used to diddle and fiddle his way through the fucking school. The victim is a small child.
It could never be him.
Presumably looked like was diddled and fiddled.
Do you know
he also looks like a paedophile.
You can smell it off him.
Like, I'm sorry.
There's an eyewitness who saw him lure this particular child who turned up dead away. If that's not... And she did a sketch who looked exactly like him. They found blood outside his house.
Yeah, okay. Like, you can see, like, the sketch is kind of like... circumstantial or whatever, but with everything else on top of
no, this is the problem. Apparently the reason why is that there was a problem with the fucking sketch, and all of a sudden they already had their man behind bars. They had him booked and collared.
Who?
Well, who put men in charge? Because I know this is a man's decision. I fucking know this.
Oh, this is a story. Now, I have cut it down very short. There is a whole story about the case of this man, and once again I have written the last name. We're going to give it a go. And this man is Alexander Kravchenko.
That was very good.
Listen, we hope we have no concept.
Absolutely no, but like, obviously no disrespect, but
we can't help it if we say it our way. Can't be helped, so
we just roll with. Like we've said, say it with confidence, nobody will ever dare question you. Even native speakers are like, have we been fucking saying it wrong this whole time? Like, yeah, actually, yeah, you have been.
Exactly.
So just roll with it.
We're rolling with it. Well, this guy, all right, so here's the sus in short. Like I said, there's shit tons of details on it. It is a whole thing, but I cut it down short for the sake of the podcast. He got hauled in, not entirely sure from where, and... they basically told him that he was being taken down for this 9-year-old's murder, and he had an ironclad alibi. Ironclad. He was out at 6 p.m. somewhere really public with his girlfriend and her, like, friend.
Yeah.
And the two of them vouched for him. They were like, no, we were together. We were at such and such a place. Other people had seen them. Ironclad.
Mm.
But, now, allegedly, in the biggest inverted commas ever, they leaned on his wife to snitch on him and change her story and just be like, oh, just say, you know, I was afraid of him, so I said that I was with him, but I actually wasn't.
And why did she think, oh yeah, that's a good idea?
Yeah.
Well, listen, it wasn't the nicest time in Russia either, so I don't think the police would have been gentle.
It reminds me of, honestly, do you know when you ring the radio and you're like, or text the radio and you're like, any chance you'll put on this song, and they ring you and they're like, okay, we're going to put you on the radio, you have to request this other song, the song that I didn't even ask for. Do you remember they used to fucking do that?
No, I never.
That used to happen to me all the time. You text into Spin South West and you'd be like, will you put on One Direction, right? This specific song. They'd ring you and be like, okay, you're going to be on the radio, but we want you to ask for this JLS song instead.
Yeah, because they already have a specific playlist and they're not
that's
changing
actually,
that for anyone.
Fuck you, Spin South West.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Spin South West. We're taking a stand.
You used to really annoy me. But anyways, yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
But like, at the same time, like, I do get, okay, like, she probably would have been battered or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly.
Batter me then.
At the same time, I'm like, batter me. Yeah. You're not going to catch me one fucking lying. Her husband was probably nice. The fact that she vouched for him in the fucking first place as well. You know what I mean? Like, she might have had it good. Just presumably, right? We're just going to say, for argument's sake, husband might have been the breadwinner in this situation. Bitch, who's feeding you fucking now? Because it ain't you. Your husband's eating fucking dirt in the ground. I'm telling you now. So where are you going to get your income from? Just saying. Take the beating.
Well, listen, I don't even know. So they leaned on the friend the same way.
Hmm.
and basically tried to get her to change hers to go against the wife, to basically, or not go against the wife, and say that they both lied. And the friend was like, absolutely fucking no, it wasn't him. Would not snitch. Oh, so would not give in. Was not having it. But somehow this managed to stand, and he went to trial, and he was basically then forced by alleged torture techniques into giving a forced confession. And yeah, so then his confession consolidated it, and he went to prison on the back of a forced confession and a forced confession alone. And he was sentenced to death by firing squad.
Oh.
Yeah. So, did that stop the murders? No, it did not. So, yeah. Moving on. Listen, there's a T at the front of this, but I'm just going to presume it's silence, because that makes my life a lot easier. So, Larissa Kachenko was found on September 4th, 1981. Completely naked, and it was a brutal murder. So there was abrasions and bruises all over the body, or what was left of it, because it had been there for at least a year.
Oh fuck.
Decomposing. So even just from what was left of the body, they could see just how bad this woman died.
Jesus Christ.
I don't want to say this. Okay, yeah. Bruises, abrasions, and a nipple removed from her right breast.
Oh fucking Christ.
She had been disemboweled and interfered with a 6-foot wooden pole. But mercifully, those two things happened after death.
Okay, thank fuck.
Oh fuck.
As bad as it is, that's at least some small, like, at least she didn't have to fucking feel that.
Yeah.
In fairness, very few of the murders are as detailed as this one, because it is much of the same, so there's no point in me repeating this exact gory scenario over and over again. If any details vary, I will mention that, but aside from that, I'm not going through this again, just putting that out there. Yeah, so she was 16 and she disappeared after she went home to grab some warm clothes before a school trip, and she just never made it on school trip. She turned up a year later when they found her.
Jesus.
So that was the second victim.
Nice.
At least that we know of.
Yeah.
Almost a year later, 12-year-old Layuba Biriuk disappeared after her mother sent her to buy food and cigarettes. No one saw her again until the following year in summer, when a body was found. So these, they're like, how are they not being found for a full year?
Yeah, I know. For so long.
That's so strange. Because they're not, like, well hidden.
And as well, like, unless, the area's not that massive.
Are they seeing, like, when they're being found? Because maybe it's a case of, like, the snow and shit.
Well, one was, I believe, September. Did I say September? Yeah, September. And the other one is then in summer. I think it was June.
Yeah, like, maybe he's, you know, kind of dumping them. And then it's taken a few months after all the snows before people are finding them. Or something. Seems like a long time still, but I don't know. That's just me thinking.
I don't know.
They were, yeah, like, it's a remote town, I guess, small population, but, like, they knew these kids were missing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I don't get it.
No.
But it continues, so there's no point in questioning it. But yeah, so there was still a lot of evidence of the murder, even though the body had sat there for over a year, and they found stab wounds to the head, neck, and chest. With 22 of them overall.
It always freaks me out when there's, like, stab wounds to the head, because I feel like it's your skull is so fucking thick. And to drive a knife through it, ow. I talk about a fucking headache, like, no disrespect. Like, it just seems awful. Like, actually awful.
Again, hope for a horribly grim thing, and that is that the neck ones came first, so it was a bit of a swift death, and then... But yeah, so 22 stab wounds over that area. And they also found knife marks in the eye sockets.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah. White sandals were found near the body, and Layuba's mother recognised them. So that's how she was identified, and that's how her mother found out where her daughter went.
Oh, Christ.
Then, we continue, not two or three months later, August 14th, 1982. Alright, I'm just going for Oleg here, because I don't know what I was dreaming when I wrote that last name down, thinking I could even attempt to pronounce it. So his name was Oleg. So August 14th, 1982, Oleg went to the beach, and he never returned, and no trace of him was ever found again, and his case was closed in December 1988 because they figured they'd worked it for 6 years and never found the kid. What was the point in trying anymore?
Well, I mean, what do you even say to that?
It's kind of like, it's horrible, but it's also sort of fair.
It's been a while. Yeah. Like, I get his point, but also...
they have other shit to focus on. There's more recent murders that they have to take on. Like, they have to let old shit go.
What did you just call him? Old shit.
No, old shit, as in old cases.
Oh, I thought you were talking... I thought you got, like...
Dear Jesus Christ, Lissy, how terrible I thought that's what you called him.
I was like, wait, was his name like fucking Oleg?
It was Oleg, but no, I meant the old cases, the cold cases, the ones they're never going to solve.
I did not hear that properly at all.
Yeah, so no trace of Oleg ever again. Yet another decomposing naked body was discovered by a serviceman on October 27, 1982. So August, September, October, not a lot of time in between there either. Olga Kuprina was 16 and had a fight with her mother on August 10th. She lived with a friend, Natalia Shalopanina, and she actually went missing 2 years later as well and was found under a tree. But we'll get to that later in a bit. Briefly, very briefly. Not a lot of detail there either, but... So she bought a train ticket and she said goodbye to Natalia, and that was the last... Yeah. That was ever seen of her. She was never ever found. Then on September 21st 1982, on a stretch of railroad, the disfigured corpse of 19-year-old Irina.
Yeah,
disgraceful, honestly. Irina was discovered with her clothes beside her, and they were covered in blood. They were torn. You can still see the marker that her father put up on the murder site. From the train that runs from Rostov to Moscow. So you can still see it. Like, he erected something for her in her honour after she was killed on the murder site. And, well, where they found the body, rather.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Some vandals knocked it down, apparently, but he rebuilt it and it's still there.
Or why the fuck would you knock that down?
Honestly, how much of a bastard do you have to be, in all fairness?
It's like those people that go and just, like, wreck graves for no reason.
Spray painting them and shit, like.
Tramps.
Honestly. Weren't raised, were dragged. They were dragged up.
Mm-hmm.
But I digress. Then we have Olya. And she was found in a field. She was only 10 years old. God. Then next we have Laura. And she was found in a wooded area. And she was mentally impaired. Now listen, the word they used in the book I did not want to use. So...
Oh, we know exactly, yeah.
Exactly. So do with mentally impaired what you will.
Like starts with R, ends with D.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it, but you know, we're seeing a pattern and I bring it up for that only reason.
Okay.
Because there's a pattern here.
Yeah.
And that comes with the next one, which is Irina, who was a 13-year-old girl with Down syndrome. And she was found naked and full of stab wounds. The same motive. The same fucking type of victim. The same wounds. 24-year-old mother of two, Lyudmila, she was found on the same stretch of railroad. Listen, there's a name for it. I can't pronounce it. It was a stretch of railroad in the town where all of these people were going missing. That's the important part. Mm. Then this just keeps going. It'll be over soon. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get through it. 8-year-old Igor was found in Aviators Park on August 9, 1986. All of them around the same area. All of them with the same pattern. Like I said, all of them missing organs. And they still didn't seem to realise that this just screamed serial killer.
But I mean, how is it not obvious? I mean, there's a heap of young ones.
Stevie Wonder.
There's a heap of young ones turning up dead. Even if they weren't all killed in the same way, I wouldn't presume it was a different fucking person every time. I presume it was the same lunatic.
Yeah. Like, it might have
been... In a small area as well. Yeah. Like, it's not that big.
Like, literally, if there was 10 people rocking up and they were all being killed in different ways, I would think it was one fella testing shit out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. In a big city,
the way they
explain
it in the book as to why it happened is basically that, like, they didn't have a lot of communication between precincts in the 80s. So we're in, like, one would happen here, there, and there, but they wouldn't know that each other's had happened.
Same with the shit that happened to Ted Bundy, do you remember? Like,
yeah. Yes.
None of the precincts were chatting, and when they finally did, they were like, oh shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, talk to your fellow precincts in the area, find out if shit is going down. But anyway, yeah, so they're saying that's pretty much what happened, is they didn't really see them as all connected crimes. Like, yeah, there was a bunch of kids being murdered, but there was so much crime in that fucking town. It was unbelievable. In that little village or a city, I think it was a city, I have no idea. But the place he lived in Russia, mental. The amount of fucking crime, the amount of murder that was going on at the time. So the police were fucking overwhelmed as well. So I kind of have to give them, like, sort of fair dues, but it's also extremely frustrating how close they always are, but they just can't seem to fucking get him.
Get it.
It's so stressful. So props, but also, like, stressing me out, man.
Yeah.
But we're at least over with the list of victims, because there is so many more. But these are all just the ones that happened in the first couple of years since he started. And it's a lot. And they're only the first couple of ones. They're only the ones that could be identified. And even some of them weren't even.
It's kind of mad to me how, like, back then, like, in the 80s, when everything was very, like, word of mouth, like, people were very social and they met up loads, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, like, even people going for drinks and ending up, like, that, no, the guards didn't even, or the cops didn't even have people in common to be like, oh yeah, Jimmy was telling me that he'd hate murders over there. And it was all these girls who had disabilities.
Very true, like.
And they're like, oh shit, maybe we should, like, talk to fucking Jimmy. Do you know?
I don't know.
Especially with something as big as this, like.
Like, that's, like, it's as bad
as
it is.
It's going to be something that people talk
but
about.
But it is kind of gossip. Like, not gossip. It gossip's gossip. The wrong word. But
right.
It's definitely a point of conversation where you're like, oh my God, my friend or my husband or whoever works in the Garda station. The police station, sorry. And you also work in a police station too. My God, did you hear about this? And they're like, oh, we've the same situation going on over there. Do you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of wild that, like, you would understand in America with Ted Bundy, it was like good distance between these places and whatever. But, like,
yeah,
in one small area, you'd think there'd be more overlap of people.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't know. I don't get it. I really don't.
That's why it's good to have a local.
Exactly.
Always good to have a local
that everyone goes to.
There wasn't really a lot for them to connect the dots to based on, like, the locations of where they were, like I said, with the precincts and whatnot, and social class of the victims. So because a lot of them were mentally impaired, they couldn't really be, like, getting any, like, all that much information about what could have happened, because they kind of just assumed they could have wandered off of fucking anyone.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what happened, but you know what I mean. And then other ones, like, they were poor kids or the families wouldn't talk because, you know, their kid had just been killed, and I don't know what way they were handling it, but they just weren't talking.
I mean, poor people as well tend to have more of a mistrust of police in general, so that's probably it as well.
Oh, 100%,
probably better to keep shunned than be implicated in my child's murder, you know. So that's kind of why they weren't connecting the fucking dots, and it's really annoying. But look, the best conclusion they could come up with was that the, again, I kind of changed the order of the wording, but this is how it was described in the book and I had to include it. The sex maniac cannibal murderer.
Oh.
Oh my God, that reads like like the wrong turn. Do you know, like the blurb on the back? It's like inbred cannibal hillbillies. Like,
in fairness... In the book, it's like the sex maniac, the cannibal, the murderer. But it just keeps going on. So I just made it short.
I mean, completely fair.
They came to the conclusion that he had to have been mentally ill. And anyone that was ever registered to a psychiatric ward was automatically a suspect.
That's unfucking fair.
Honestly. And yeah, there was like 150,000 people that had ever been registered to a psych ward in Russia. And I'm weirdly not surprised by that. Well, this area in Russia. That was their suspect list, so that was fantastic.
They're creating so much hard work for themselves.
Yeah. And all the while, the murders are still continuing. So more and more bodies are just getting added onto their case. And they have all of these suspects that they're trying to get through somehow based on 0% information. But the only thing they actually eventually got from the new victims that were coming in was semen and lots of it. Plenty to analyse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sick little pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what kind of fucked up test they had back then, but they tested the semen to get the gene type or the whatever type, and it came back as AB, and they assumed that whatever this was the same as the blood type would be, so that then the serial killer's blood type was AB.
Okay.
Mm.
So they had to look like anyone they were testing, then they had to have AB blood type, or there was no point in looking into them at all. So that kind of somewhat narrowed them down, but they had to still do blood tests on everyone to find out what blood type they were.
For the sweet love of fuck.
Yeah.
Do blood tests. I'm sorry, is this not something that's taken apart and then you're told what your blood type is? Could they not just look at medical records?
Presumably,
if you've been signed into a psychiatric ward, you have your medical records, your full details about you, everything, in case you get a fucking into an accident on the ward, you need to know what blood type you are, presumably.
Presumably.
I mean, this was also Russia in the 80s, so.
Mm.
Like, Ireland.
I don't know, they were big on document keeping.
Do you know?
I get that, but then still at the same time, it's like, I feel like they were creating work on themselves just to make it look like they were actively looking for someone when they were just fucking about.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it could be, or they hadn't got a real clue. I'm wrong, and they didn't have to blood test everyone. They may have had to do a couple with like homeless people with no records, or you know, shit like that.
Still,
I feel like that's probably the more likely outcome. But alas, the reason I bring this up about the copious amounts of cum is because of that. Ironically, somehow, Jesus Christ, the world is just in his favour. His blood type is not AB. So he was exempt from the list of suspects because he didn't match the blood type they thought they were looking for.
Because his sperm said he was going to be AB, was it?
Yeah.
Which makes no fucking sense.
I was actually wondering how, well, I suppose, is it a DNA thing? But like, they definitely just seemingly fucked up.
You know, there was an explanation in the book and I thought, that's not important. They're not going to ask me about that, so I won't write it down. And I'm regretting that now.
No, your DNA, like your sperm or whatever, has your DNA in it. So it does tell you like what your makeup would be, which would tell you your blood type and stuff. But they definitely just fucked up the test.
Yeah, or I don't know what they did. I truly don't.
Or unless it was just contaminated, like the evidence was contaminated or something.
Yeah, by the victim's own blood or something.
Do you know?
Because I'm presuming it wasn't just straight up clean, like it would have been mixed with blood from a brutal murder.
And rape.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
So, yeah. They could have got him after the first murder. Now we're like...
Like, the known paedophile.
Yeah.
In two districts.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll let him go, like, scot free. And he was also questions about the previous murder of a small child. But you know,
and done for deadly kids.
What do we know?
We'll just ignore that. We'll ignore that. But alas, they did get a match with all of this test shite that they were doing, so it wasn't all for nothing. But let me tell you, this is the weirdest fucking shit I've ever heard of in my life. Right? So there's a guy called Shabarov. That's all the name I got for him, so I was grateful for that. Shabarov was detained for the regular 24 hours. Obviously, he was a positive match to the jizz type. And he was about to be released. He had gone through the 24 hours, almost the 24 hours of questioning, and they were about to let him go. And then all of a sudden, he confessed to Nick in a car with his friend. And then, even more spontaneously, he confessed that the two of them had killed a heap of children. Out of nowhere, unprompted, just...
FYI, lads, just so you know.
Just wanted to drop it into conversation, that's all. It wasn't just the two of them either that were in this child-killing group. Apparently, there was tons of them. there was tons of them killing children, and they brought in two more men that were out killing children together, and from the four of them, they had all killed children both together and separately.
Oh.
But the thing is, these two were a bit Henry Lee Lucas, and the other chap who's nobody remembers the name of.
Oh, it's Tool.
That's the one. Exactly that. Because they were mixing up murder sites. They would change their story. One day they'd confess to it. The next day they'd take it back. Like, they were loons. They were proper loons. There was a reason they were checked into the mental ward. They were mental.
Yeah.
And I mean that with all respect in the world, because they were just mental. They were, maybe they did kill a child or something. They might have killed multiple. But they definitely, like, were just false confessing to shit that they did not do.
Yeah.
And they just kept taking their test, even though it was, like, obvious that it was bullshit. They just kept taking it anyway. They they took it for the ride. They were like, did you do this? Yeah, that was me. Yeah, stabbed him. Yeah, that was me. Like, they happily confessed everything. While all of these were in custody, being questioned, the murders were still carrying on outside. And they made no connection with that either.
Fucking idiots. Like.
That's just, you're severely incompetent. Like, that's, there's no excuse for that.
No, there isn't. There really isn't. There really is not. And so, we start up again in September 1983. A woman was found in a shelter belt, which I said I would look up what the fuck a shelter belt is.
Because I was going to say, like, I haven't a clue.
Oh, it's a windbreak. So it's they plant a load of trees and it breaks the wind.
Oh.
So that it doesn't, like, knock you out with big mad speeds.
Yeah, it just, like, breaks up the wind a bit. It slows it down.
So she was found then in behind a big load of trees. That makes a lot more sense. That makes a lot of sense. That was the first one. Sort of. It wasn't. But, you know, while these guys were in custody, that was the first one. And then in December, the body of Shayoza, I think it's Shayoza, I'm sorry once again, Shayoza Markov, with more than 70 knife wounds.
Holy fuck.
Was discovered. Oh, yeah. On January 10th, 1984. So again, a month apart from the other one. You remember Natalia from earlier?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was found in Aviators Park. That's
where somebody else was found, though.
Yeah. And on February 22nd, Marta Ryan Benko, she was found in the same park with her nipples and uterus removed.
Fucking.
What the fuck?
Yeah. When I say sick little piggy.
I really don't get why those other lads were, like, confessing to shit they didn't do in this. Like, if
when it's that horrific.
But it's not even that, but it's like, where's the fun in it if you very likely could be fucking executed? Like, why are you, like, here, okay, I can see, like, oh, maybe they think it's funny to, like, waste police time or something. But, like, if you go in confessing, do you know, like, I don't get, they've already killed someone.
I think
a lot
of the time they're a bit just fucking stupid, to be honest, that they think, like, they're loving all the attention because they confessed this crime, but they know they didn't do it, so they're not going to get sent down for it because they never did it, but, like, they're loving the attention too much to stop, so they just keep confessing. And I think, so I mean, I'm no fucking expert, what do I know, but that is my thoughts personally. They just think they'll get away with it. That it'll come out that they're innocent. So 23 murders had happened by October 1984. And 11 of them happening in 1984 alone.
Jesus Christ.
So he rams on rampage. Ramped the fuck up. Like, he ramped the fuck up. All of these were still being confessed to by the multitude of mentally ill men, even though they were being interviewed while the murders were happening. And eventually they had to admit that the evidence and the confessions were flimsy as shit, and the men had to be let go. Now.
So they've just realised that they've wasted their own fucking time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those men should have been put in jail for like 2 years or something to discourage that shit.
But if they're mentally ill, I don't think they'll care.
No, they'll probably just send them back to the ward, in all fairness.
You shouldn't be allowed to do that kind of shit, like, oh, do you know.
Oh, absolutely not, no. Absolutely not.
Fucking 6 months inside in jail or something, discourage it. That's fucked. Like, they wasted so much time.
They were just delighted to have a fucking suspect. Like, they knew themselves it wasn't them. So they were flung out. And we got a new victim. And this victim had evidence of crab lice, meaning that the rapist would have crabs too.
Mm.
They figured that sooner or later, he's going to need to soothe their itchy bit and have to go to a doctor. So they were staking out like all of the doctors in the area, all of the sexual health clinics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The one place they weren't fucking sussing out was the chemists. And Chikatilo just...
Idiots!
Yeah. Straight up sold idiots into the chemist. Told her one he had crabs, she gave him mercury ointment and sent him on his way. That was the end of that. So they never caught him that way either. It's like they're right there. They're right See on his doorstep I mean. And they can't even fucking touch him.
Incompetent.
It stresses me out. Beyond belief. Beyond belief. Anyway, in 1984, 15 more murders took place. 11 of them took place in the summer of 84 alone. And the list of suspects never ended, but also never led them anywhere. And, like, they went after, like, the gay community and everything because some of the victims had been little boys.
Mm.
And, like, that obviously led them nowhere. They just looked at any broad demographic and took them on as suspects once they'd gone through the other one. So when I say never ending, so it was literally stupid. Never ending. Because they had nothing else to work off of.
I feel like an obvious place would be, aside from mentally ill people and the gay community, like known sex offenders.
Yeah.
And paedophiles.
I mean, like that would be my first fucking port call. Like
they did say with the mentally ill that they were going for people who had like violent crimes or sexual crimes in their past. But I guess the mentally ill ones are a lesser spectrum than the ones who have... just murder, like violent crimes or sexual crimes.
Still though, if you're willing to just like take groups of people on a fucking whim, like their whole thing about the mentally ill people, it was an assumption that they were mentally ill. Well, you have to be mentally ill to do this shit. So exactly. We're just going to say that you are.
That was exactly their thoughts.
Fucking idiot.
I don't know. I truly don't. But finally, someone was brought in to create a profile for the killer so that they could narrow the fuck down their search. They said that it was obvious that he was a sexual sadist because of the bodies, the range of age and the young age particularly, so the paedophilia, the necrophilia, the mutilation, and the mix of genders, which I thought, you know, being bisexual doesn't really make you a murderer, but all right.
Yeah.
It does, I suppose, factor in that he doesn't really give a shit who he does it to.
Yeah.
So they were all your signs enough that he was a sexual sadist. There was plenty of them. They also figured that he had to be impotent. So they figured out that his little dinghy doesn't work because he was using knives and sticks as an instrument of rape, along with the sign that the murder itself seemed to be purely of sexual motivation. Okay. So they expanded their search from man with crabs to limptic man with crabs. And they set up teams to monitor the bus stations, the train stations, airports, anywhere where large groups of people congregated.
Yeah.
And that's when they noticed a middle-aged man approach a young girl in a pale dress, and he literally descended upon her. He like swooped down on her.
Ew.
And asked her something, and then she started to reply, but he cut her off and he started like smile and start talking like really excited and happy. The girl kind of seemed to get freaked out, and they could see she was getting visibly uncomfortable, and then she just walked away and went and got on her train.
Mm.
So they were like, okay, we're going to keep an eye on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
After she got in the train, they noticed he like visibly got disappointed. He was like less energetic. He was more slumped over and stuff.
Sullen or something.
Yeah. And then he started to pace rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
They watched him then as he was pacing, and like he would spot another young girl and then he'd rush over to them as if he'd just seen like an old friend and start trying to talk to them. And every time he'd get rejected, you'd see he was getting angrier and angrier, and he just kept trying to talk to all of the young women, particularly the really young women at the train station. So the policeman that was watching him, he got sick of fucking watching him doing this, so he decided, fuck it, I'm pretty sure this is our guy, I'm going to go up and ask him for his identification. Basically, if he didn't have all of his documents in order, they could haul him in on that and it could start a line of inquiry. But all of his paperwork was perfect and it was Chikatilo. So yeah, the policeman remembered his name, but there was nothing he could do and he had to let him go because he didn't have anything to haul him in on. But he knew there was something about him that like it was the guy.
Yeah.
Now 2 weeks later, Chikatilo was arrested and tried for 3 months, but for petty theft, not for murder. Petty theft.
I'm so over this balding bitch.
I'm actually fed the fuck up.
Released into the wild again. And he remained free for another 6 fucking years. 6 years. And in those 6 years, he managed to kill 21 more people.
For the fucking holy sweet love of Christ.
That's like a person every 3 months.
Yeah.
Or am I in
it? It is truly horrific.
That's insane. Like, that's actually fucking insane.
So... The police spotted Chikatilo at the train station once again, and they trailed him for an entire day watching him perv on girls all day, and they decided to just go for it and arrest him. They couldn't arrest him for anything. Nothing he had done had been actually illegal. The closest thing it came to it was this girl who seemed like she was drunk or on drugs came wandering over, sat next to him, started flirting with him, don't know what was wrong with her, but look. And then she lay her head in his lap, and he covered her with his jacket and used his briefcase that he always carried as like a screen. And then he put his hand underneath and he started like touching her boobs under her dress and fondling her. And then it seemed like they were arguing, presumably about him touching her up in public. But then they seemed to also make a date to meet again. So the police had enough. This was at like 5 o'clock in the morning in a bus shelter. They had enough and they said, fuck it, let's just arrest him. But for what? There was no reason. He told them he had nothing to do with it and they had to believe him and let him go.
Oh, that's incredibly fucking frustrating.
Isn't it? Because it's like, what, the third time now that they've had him? The third time. Yeah. And they still just let him go.
It's a good thing I'm not in the police because I'd frame a fucker.
I was honestly thinking the same thing.
Like, it gets to the point
when
where...
you were saying about, oh, he had nothing to arrest him for, I'd make something. And that's a bad reflection on my character.
So like, the thing is, I suppose, is like, imagine the off chance it wasn't him. Like, you need to find something solid, but then also...
Yeah, and if it backfires, like, if it's found out that you falsified evidence...
I mean, they did it to like, the other fella and killed
him.
He
gets let go. He's never, ever going to be questioned again. You've no chance of getting him, even though he's the right guy.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but that was, like, false confession. So I guess we'd have to find people who knew Chikatilo to lie about Chikatilo.
I mean, they had all that evidence from Jump.
I don't know.
About, like,
we had all the people that he... molested in all their kids.
You're not wrong.
Like, it's all there, they're just not using it.
Even though they kind of had to let him go and he got away with it again, it shook him. Like, he didn't feel safe anymore. He knew they were catching on to him and that he was getting close to being caught and that he was killing too frequently. He took a break for 2 years between 1986 and 1988, and the police were baffled. Like, all of a sudden there was just nothing. There was no more murders.
You've gone from like this big ripper to like zilch.
Exactly. They couldn't figure it out, so they assumed that the killer, or killers if there was multiple because they didn't know, had committed suicide or died.
Mm.
And that was it. They were done with, and they would have him out of their hair. No problem. They'll never solve those cases, but at least he's not going to kill people anymore. So they were quite happy to have seen the back of him. The police, in the meantime, they were still looking for him. They weren't just going to give up all that easily. So they had laid traps in the bus stations and all of the usual places, all the places where they'd seen Chikatilo. And these were like, you know, police women made up to look like homeless women or prostitutes and stuff, and try and basically tempt him in. But he knew full well that they had done that. So he copped onto the traps that they were laying for him. And he was like, well, only logical next step here is to change my killing ground.
I mean, so he wasn't wrong.
No, he really wasn't. That's a terrible, terrible point. It worked with that idea in 1988. He sparked up his killing spree again by luring an unknown woman away and killing her in his typical fashion, is all that I have put there. Because we know what that means.
Yeah.
The usual.
And that was where I was like, you know what?
Calling it a day before you call it a life.
Fabulous. It's just annoying because he's so obvious. Like, it's so obvious.
So obvious.
Like, this man so has obvious. Not varied. He's not switched it up. He's done the same thing consistently every single time. And they're like, not even copping it.
They just, how was it this hard to catch this bastard? Like, honestly, how?
Like, at least with, like, fucking H.H. Holmes, the man was doing shit to kind of evade capture. He was being smart.
Yeah,
about
he was on the wrong continent.
This lad is just...
on his doorstep.
Going about his business.
Going on about his business. I mean...
not even the decency to do it away from the town that he lives in. Like, he's doing it where his neighbours are in full view.
Like, he's doing it on the doorstep. He's like, and they're still not catching him. I mean, why would he do it any different if they're, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if it's that easy to get away with it, I'd probably do the same thing. Like, why am I going all the way to the next town over when I could just do it in town here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He must have felt awful inconvenienced when he had to change his killing ground.
I mean, honestly, I would have as well. He's settled into his way.
Yeah, he's getting away for so long. I mean, honestly, like, somebody put to death in his place as well.
What, did like over 30 deaths by that stage? Over 30? All attributed to him, with like the same pattern and everything. So you can't even be like, maybe they just kind of got him as a scapegoat for a couple extra kills, you know?
Mm.
No, they're all the exact same like murder technique. So you can't even deny it. You can't even be like, ah, there's no way one person. No, one person absolutely did fucking kill that many people.
Well, I mean, if the guards are just letting it happen, sure isn't it handy enough to do it?
They may as well be handing him the victims.
It's not like, it doesn't seem like it was very difficult for him.
No.
Like, there's no one watching these children in Russia.
Like, I'm sorry, are you not hearing, like, through word of mouth? That's another thing I need to come by. Like, is there no word of mouth here? Are you not like, oh, did you hear Marie's daughter got killed and kidnapped? Or she's gone missing?
Yeah.
And sure, you're one down the road, her child's gone missing as well. How are they not copping this?
It's in the press. He's in the press as the fucking, what's the place? What was the thing I just had to look up? The shelter belt killer. That's what they were calling him in the media. The shelter belt killer.
But keep your children inside.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why they were still letting people out. But then I guess you can't stay inside forever. And a lot of, like, the more recent victims weren't as young. They were, like, 14, 12, 16.
Still kids, though.
Oh, still kids, absolutely. But they kind of, you know, you wouldn't mind them as much as like a 5-year-old or a 9-year-old. Do you get me? Like if the 16-year-old wants to go out somewhere with the friends or whatever and you're like, all right, but just make sure such and such picks you up or whatever.
Yeah.
You kind of give in, like, compared to a smaller child that wouldn't be able to defend itself.
That's mad. Like, I don't understand. Like, I know it was back in the day, so it's like different. Like, different times, you know what I mean? Like, that word doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. But like, how people just let like their kids go off by themselves.
Yeah.
Just, like, in general to do shit. Like, I even remember, even now, when Quiva and Leah were over here visiting me, we were getting a tram, right? Pitch black. I mean, pitch black at night. So dark. It was very busy. I spotted this little one getting the tram by herself. She could have been no more than 5.
What?
No more than 5.
What the fuck?
And it pitch black. And she got off and walked out into the darkness, like, into the city by herself. Like, she looked confident. Like, she knew where she was going, but not the point. Like.
Yeah, no.
How so if it's like that now,
roll to snatch.
Honestly, like, so if it's like that now, I can only fucking imagine.
Truly, but even like that, like, I remember even being sent to the shop to get fags for my mother. You have the note saying like 20 Marlboro Light for Sandra. But you would, like, you just send the kid off to do shit that you weren't arsed doing, forgetting that like they are a small child and could be snatched at any given moment by a lunatic.
Yeah, and. As fucking Russia out in the outskirts as well.
In all fairness.
Just take that 20 minute walk through the deep dark fucking woods there and go to the shop and come back.
Yeah. You'll be grand.
Oh, by the way, it's also winter time and it's pitch black. It's 3:00 in the afternoon. But good luck. If the bears don't get you, the paedophiles will. So on you go.
Literally.
Best luck to you.
There were no parenting books back then, I guess. There was no don't send your child off into the wild just to see if it survives. Pamphlets being handed out. They just didn't learn, I guess. They're like, it'll make them stronger as people.
Yeah, I feel like I understand survival of the fittest. Sort of. But I mean, like, time and place.
Yeah, you kind of still want your kid to live, no? Like, you want them to be strong and survive and all of that. But, like, that's exactly it. You want them to live. You want them to survive.
Yeah.
So we are not done in any way.
No, would you believe?
With the fun of that. And that's where I leave us off on fucking Chikatilo 2.0 1988 edition.
Load of shite.
Load of shite. And can I just say how difficult it was not to write him in as Andre Chikatita in... In my notes, I literally started the notes with that. And then I went to write it again on the second line. And I was like, no, because if I start this, I will unconsciously call him Andre Chikatita the entire time and not even realise I'm doing
it. And then you're getting sued off of ABBA.
Exactly. ABBA are like, listen, we did not kill 56 people, possibly
we've just
more.
Made our comeback as well. You're fucking ruining it now.
They drop a song about me. It's the hottest release of 2023.
Yeah. Decked out in all of their flares and sparkles.
Oh, 100%.
As they should be.
Their holograms come and fucking beat me up. What do they call that again?
Holograms?
Yeah. Do you not know about this? They had like a live concert, but they were like hologram versions of them.
Oh, yeah.
Avatars.
Oh, that's fucking shite. Like, I actually feel a bit personally offended at that. That is awful.
It truly is. It really is. Like, it's super cringy. But alas, this avatars. Is what they've done. Avatars. There's just a light little tidbit there about Ava, for whatever reason, to end this truly horrible episode. And look, truly, I would have loved to have made some jokes. I would have. I really would have liked to. Any laughter that was involved there room? Was purely out of awkwardness. There was no room. I couldn't do it. I could not make that episode light. There's just no way. So, listen, I'm sure we can take the piss out of him at his trial.
Oh, 100%. Have you seen the fucking state of him? That beady-eyed, bald-headed bitch. We'll make shite of him.
Honestly.
Next episode, we will make shite of him.
We will make shite of him. It has to be done.
I'm going
to
show her.
In honour of the crack that was lost this episode.
Sure, look, sometimes it does have to be all doom and gloom.
It does.
I know Russell Howard preaches the opposite. Sometimes, sorry Russ, it actually has to be. I'm so sorry.
Well, see, what he preaches is it's not all doom and gloom. Unfortunately, this is the part that is. There's no avoiding that.
No.
It had to be done. It had to be done. We said we would start back on something truly awful. And if this isn't truly awful, I don't know what is. But was there a need for the 4+ men confessing to serial child murder?
I just really don't understand. Do you remember there was that thing though? Like, apparently, like, it's a thing. Where, do you remember Netflix had that, like, whole documentary up about, like, 8 people? It was, like, from 8 separate cases where people had, like, falsely confessed for no fucking reason. Like, literally for no reason to, like, horrendous crimes. And they just kept on rolling with it. Like, they volunteered themselves and just confessed. Yeah, Netflix had it up. They're probably still up. Can't remember what it's called now, but I'm sure if you look it up. It's insane. Huh. To just confess for no fucking reason.
Why? What? Like, I kind of get it in a way, in the sense of I can understand what the reasoning should be. But I don't see how that's reason enough. I really don't.
To do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Because even if, like, afterwards you come out and you're like, ah, no, it was all a lark. Like, I got away with it. Like, I'm not a suspect. They know it's not me.
Mm.
No one's going to trust you ever again.
Absolutely fucking not.
Nobody. They'd be like, but did she though? Or did he though?
Yeah. Like, until that was, like, solved, people, like, there's going to be a question mark over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Exactly.
It's just bizarre.
Mental. Like. Honestly, mental. I can feel the toll this has taken on all of us. I'm smelling the depression through the webcam. So I think we'll mentally prepare ourselves for next week's episode.
Yeah, where we can bully that gummy bitch. I'm telling you now. We'll feel great afterwards, because I will tear him apart. It'll be fantastic.
Agreed.
I'm dreading it. But hopefully I'll be a better form. Maybe Aine won't have a fucking fight with me about a straw.
You're going to have to be more being traumatized. You're going to have to down like 4 Red Bulls and just give her gas.
I'm going to buy my own straw, and it's going to be a nice one. I might even get one of the twisty
ones.
You
do that.
And nobody else is going to be allowed to use it, only me.
Get one of the twisty ones, because they're long as shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You make it on it quick before plastic gets banned there too.
Excuse me?
Plastic has been banned in Central Europe.
What do you mean by banned?
Huh? Yeah.
What did you do instead of that?
Sorry. Plastic straws don't exist anymore. You can have glass or metal. Or if you're going to some place like...
Sorry, glass.
Yeah, that glass straws. Dangerous. I have glass straws downstairs.
I feel like that is...
I'd rather bamboo.
A hazard waiting to happen.
Like, sorry, why is nobody doing those pasta? You know the ones that are like noodles? They're like spaghetti with a hole in the middle. Why is nobody using them?
People probably are. I have like the metal one from Jeffree Star. And then I have glass ones as well. But yeah, you can't get plastic straws. They're paper now. I thought everyone knew about this. You're so shook. Yeah,
I'm not even plastic shook. Is it's gone. Really kind of annoyed me, and I don't know why, because it's like a good thing, I guess, but it's actually pissed me off.
Because it's that fucking old argument that everyone's been having, like, since like the whole Save the Turtle things came out. Obviously, everybody has seen that video of the straw being pulled out of the fucking turtle's nose, whatever. But like, that's still not stopping like countries as a whole dumping all of their waste into big fucking landfills, not recycling properly, and not doing anything to reduce their carbon footprint.
Corporations
so
do
what
not
has
recycle.
Plastic straws really got to do
in effect? No, corporations don't recycle. They have, like, they do it in Dubai. At least Dubai don't fucking pretend that they're recycling. They just don't. Here, right, I worked for a couple of months as a cleaner in Shannon, right? They have, like, you know, if you ever worked in an office, they have, like, these bins that it's, like, the compost, the general waste, and the recycling.
Mm-hmm.
All of this, everything that was like, so it's just so the workers are like, oh, they put their apples in the compost, whatever. All of this shit was going into black bags. These black bags were then brought outside and put into one general waste bin outside. And it was the same when I worked in that place in town. Like, they're pretend, like, it's just to give, like, workers a feel good vibe of, like, oh, I'm recycling, whatever. Because I personally dislike not recycling. So they pretend that you are, but then they're not going to pay the extra to bring in a recycling bin or recycling, like, whatever. So everything goes into the same bin.
I gotta say, Germany is actually really good for recycling. They recycle all the time. Like, they're fantastic for it, to the point that they buy in garbage from other countries so that they can burn it in the garbage facility because they produce such little, like, normal waste. Like, there's separate days for separate bins, and you will get fined if your stuff isn't properly separated. And, like, large companies like the terrible chain restaurant, we'll say, that I used to work for, because I can't talk shit about them, it's in my contract. Mm-hmm. They got paid for their plastic. So clean plastic, we would collect it in like huge 200 litre bags, because obviously we went through a lot of it. And then every so often someone would come to pick it up separately to all of our other rubbish, and then that would be taken away and we would get money back.
Wild.
Yeah, and like all of our plastic drinking bottles and stuff we bring back to the supermarket to be crushed, because you get paid 25 cents per bottle. So why wouldn't you?
Mm.
Like, obviously you paid that money to begin with, but like you get 25 cents of your money back. So you just recycle all of your bottles then. So they made it really easy, which is all anyone needs to do, and it would really help.
But like recycling on, the point is recycling on like...
Fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
A basic level like that is doing fuck all when you have like the 1% of people in the world making 99% of the fucking problems.
Oh, facts. You know? Facts. But like, it doesn't mean we shouldn't do anything. Like, I agree, no, I know, it is terrible, like, shit, but... It's like
there's other shit that plastic they should
needs
be doing
to go.
Too.
Plastic needs to go in general. It's just so bad. It doesn't fucking decompose or anything. We need biodegradable things. But anyway, that was a really long fucking tangent about recycling in different countries. And when did we turn into that kind of podcast? We're here to update you about recycling, guys. Listen, have you tried recycling? It's part of our cult.
Unfortunately, they don't do it in the Middle East, even though they pretend that, well, it's like... They don't. They really don't.
But at least they're straight up about it.
Like, yeah, like, they don't hide it.
They're just like, no, we're not doing it. And I mean, that's I actually respect that more than, like, companies here pretending that they are. And then
oh,
not
yeah,
doing
definitely.
It.
At least if you're not going to do it, be honest about it.
But I feel like they definitely market that they are. But, like, you could go anywhere. Like, even all the apartments, just for say, your rubbish, you just go into a hallway, open up a chute, everything gets dumped out of the chute. Every single thing. So, like, you could have it separated in, like, your house or whatever. It all gets put in this one chute anyway. It's a massive pit.
Yeah, it's never
all
going to be separated.
All of the apartments are connected,
like...
to it. No. Even, like, if you're going on a walk, the bins outside, they have dividers, as in to say, plastic, general waste. All you have to do is look in the bin to see it's just one massive box.
I saw that all the time in Ireland. All the time. Like, I know we're on about Dubai here, but all the time in fucking Ireland. It has always bothered me.
Yeah.
That is such a shady thing to do. Like, why bother making it look like you're recycling? Why?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just for the appearance. Yeah. Anyway.
I think it's just for, like, the feel-good thing of the, like, the employees. Because, like, Lizzie, when she moved out, was like, oh my God, it annoys me that I can't recycle. And it's literally like, if you had a second shoot, and if both shoots went to the same hole, Lizzie would have felt better about moving over there.
Yeah.
It's just, you feel like, okay, I'm recycling. I've done my bit.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't. Even though actually you fucking have. They didn't do their bit.
Yes.
No, exactly.
So the moral of this episode, don't kill children and do your recycling.
Recycle.
All right. That's about all the mental space I have left for today. So we're going to call it here. And we'll be back next week for Cuivas Part 3 on the rest of the victims, which we will once again, I'm sure, fly through because, like we said, not a lot of detail. And the more exciting part is how this son of a bitch got finally... taken down.
Can't wait.
So excited for that.
Fantastic. We're going to,
we will see you guys next week. Positive vibes and negative tests, and always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles
and join our club.